When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men TV Bite Size. I'm Chris Pajak, and I am here with your daily dose of Liverpool news and rumours. We're going to start off with the biggest one of the lot, and that is that Liverpool have been tipped to replace Mo Salah with Victor Osimhen. Now, you'll notice that I didn't put tip to replace Mo Salah in the title of today's podcast because Steve Nicholl's been talking over in America where he normally talks and people listen to him. And this time he's saying that we should sign fantastic Victor Osimhen after he was quizzed on who could replace Mo Salah. He said this: the fact that Salah is going to be going, whether this year or next year, Osimhen, I think he'd be fantastic for Liverpool. The middle of the park, we've just signed Alexis McAllister, Dominic Szoboszlai. Endo's turned out to be incredible. You need someone to run all day and give it to McAllister, Szoboszlai and Salah. Nicholl also claimed that landing Osimhen, who helped Napoli win Serie A, would mean that Darwin Nunes would be forced to play in a wider role. He's clearly a good striker. In fact, funnily enough, obviously, when they won the Serie A in 22-23, he was excellent, wasn't he? I think this season he's had a little bit more of a struggle. Just looking at some of his statistics and stuff now, he's had 13 goals and 3 assists in 20 Serie A appearances so far this season, which is not too dissimilar to what Darwin Nunes has got for us, to be fair. He's got 11 goals and 8 assists in 30 matches played. He's still better sort of return, but it's not like a massive difference, is it, to what we've got from Darwin Nunes so far. The interesting thing I find here is the chat about him being potentially on the left-hand side, because I think we know that Luis Diaz has been brilliant, but we know that other clubs might be interested in Luis Diaz. We've seen over the last couple of games, Cody Gakpo actually start to play really, really well from that left-hand side. We know that we've got Diogo Jota, who can play down the left or through the middle. Again, if you're adding Darwin into just the left winger, it would seem a little bit strange to me. Now, there is a big conversation to be had about, you know, the next manager in charge of Liverpool and what he deems to be what Liverpool need in terms of the forward areas. You know, I'm sure a manager coming in, be it Niko Kovac or Ruben Amorim, they'd probably look at it and think, oh, I'll tell you what, I'd really like to have a go with Mo Salah. They might look at Darwin Nunes and go, nah, don't really fancy him, don't want that type of a striker, might want a Bobby Firmino style number 9, who knows. So it is going to be interesting. Then you've got Luis Diaz, who plays brilliantly but maybe isn't the goal scorer that you want. Again, I've gone on record saying I think it would be a big risk to swap out a Luis Diaz for somebody else, because he's just a very, very good player who plays well for us and does get sort of 10 to 15 goals over the course of a season. Maybe it's not the 2025 that we were used to with Sadio Mane, but it's still a good goal return. So there is question marks, isn't there? And will Salah like the training? Is he going to want to sign a new contract before then? I doubt it, because you want to see what your day-to-day training looks like and stuff like that. So big question marks over what happens with the front three for Liverpool. I think we're pretty much set in terms of the back line. Maybe there's a question mark over a left-sided centre-half if you want. I think right back were probably covered. Defence midfielder, you might want a proper younger version of Endo, maybe a bit more box to box, who knows. And then I think McAllister, Szoboszlai, Jones, Elliott tie up those sort of centre midfielder positions. So then it does leave you with question marks over the striker. And any new manager coming in will want to put his own mark on the team as well. Let me know, actually tweet me at Mr. Blood Red, or get in touch on cpageac82 on Instagram and let me know who you think any new manager would like to upgrade on and where you think Liverpool squad needs upgrading. So I'm going to move on to the next story. The 26-man Liverpool squad has been in training this afternoon before at the second leg at Atalanta. So yeah, interesting. Dry conditions, great. Notable names included were Jadon Dans, James McConnell and Bobby Clark. Stefan Bacetic was also in training. Obviously, we know Conor Bradley is probably going to be out for a little while. More on that later. Ben Doak, Matip and Thiago will remain out of the squad in full then. Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian, Rozek, Van Dijk, Kanate, Gomez, Kwanzaa, Trent, Robbo, Tymikas, McAllister, Endo, Szoboszlai, Gravenberg, Elliot, Jones, Bacetic, McConnell, Clark, Jota, Salah, Nunes, Diaz, Gakpo, Dans. Sounds like a good squad, doesn't it, to be fair? Sounds like a good squad. We've not done a news for a couple of days. There was not much yesterday. I know Paul was struggling massively in the morning, but if anyone missed it, Atalanta surrendered a two-goal lead in just a few minutes the other night against Hellas Verona, I think it was. So, yeah, there is a potential glimmer of hope. So the Italians raced into a 2-0 lead after just 18 minutes at home to strugglers Hellas Verona on Monday night, only to again concede two goals in just 4 minutes after the break as they were held to a 2-2 draw. Surely Liverpool, please Liverpool, do something special, Liverpool. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? More news, actually, another new / old signing for behind the scenes. Liverpool are set to appoint David Woodfine as their new assistant sporting director less than a year after he left the club in his previous role. So sporting director Richard Hughes has already been appointed. We're going to bring in an assistant for him, which is David Woodfine. Neil Jones has said David Woodfine's return as assistant sporting director. Woodfine left his role as the club's director of loan management last year, but has been brought back as the Reds continue to revamp their football operations department. Now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This does make you wonder what's going on with all these people who left and are now coming back, because I think the first thing you think of is were these lads having problems with Klopp or something? What is it? Was it problems with Klopp? Was it a problem with the coaching staff? Who knows? But it does make you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, obviously we know that Jürgen, quite rightfully, by the way, was given more control the longer he was in charge of the football club, and he wanted more control, totally understandable. But it does make you wonder, like, were the problems behind the scenes that we just weren't privy to at the time? And another fella who used to work for us who left and then comes back when Klopp leaves just adds fuel to the fire, I suppose, doesn't it? I did promise you more injury news. So Conor Bradley looks to be out for around about 3 weeks. So around Tottenham, visiting Anfield on May the 5th. Obviously, we all saw him get lifted off the pitch, or helped off the pitch, I should say, after an ankle injury, which is gutting for Conor, really, isn't it? He's been in such good form since he broke into the side. Really took us... all by surprise, and you know, we all sort of fell in love with Conor Bradley, didn't we? And it's a bit gutting really to see, but thankfully I suppose Jürgen Klopp has Trent Alexander-Arnold to call upon at the moment. A little bit of news on a potential manager. Obviously we know that Ruben Amorim, he's the number one target for Liverpool Football Club. He took another step closer to winning the Portuguese league title again for the second time on Tuesday night. They won the game in hand against Famalicão by a single goal to nil. Now, what's interesting here is that he obviously is getting talked about it. So someone said, do you hear more fans saying that they want Sporting to be champions or for you to stay at the club? He said, both. Even my son asks me for both things, but the important thing is for Sporting to be champions. That's what the fans want and what we fight for. So now, not only are we having to fight other teams who might be interested in Ruben Amorim after the disappointment of Xabi Alonso staying at Bayer Leverkusen, but now we're also having to fight Amorim's son, who wants him to stay at Sporting. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Another potential target for Liverpool, obviously a name that has cropped up whenever you've thought about it, is Julian Nagelsmann. Now, it never really made sense for me because obviously he's the German team national coach and they've got a home Euros this summer, and Liverpool would literally be on pre-season training while that's going on. So it never really made too much sense to get a manager in after your pre-season starts. But Julian Nagelsmann now is apparently in advanced talk with Bayern Munich, who obviously were looking for a new manager as well. We know Tuchel is stepping down at the end of the season. Nagelsmann was sacked, I think, after winning the Bundesliga, wasn't he? Because they wanted Tuchel. Probably feels like he's got unfinished business there. Yeah, interesting though, because obviously they wanted Xabi Alonso. He's not going to them. Now Nagelsmann looks to be the front runner for the Bayern Munich job, which is interesting. And that, I suppose, is it for today. There was also one other piece of news that I just wanted to have a quick look at, and that was obviously something, it harks back to after the Palace defeat at the weekend, but Jürgen was asked about fatigue finally setting in, and the Anfield boss suggested that Endo McAllister might have played too many minutes. So he said, did Wataru and Maka now play a little bit too much in the last few weeks? Maybe. They were the two most used players, especially Maka. The other guys came back from injury. And I just want to leave you this. Does that mean that one of Endo or McAllister won't be starting, or potentially both? For what it's worth for me, maybe you go all out attack and you just leave McAllister in the six. Against Atalanta, having, you know, needing at least three goals. But it's interesting that that was something that the manager said, and we'll find out in the fullness of time whether he selects both of them tomorrow night. Obviously, you can join us for the watch along. We'll be in the studio, of course. So I'm looking forward to that one. Hopefully, we get to witness another magical European night. Anyway, that is Bite Size. I've been Chris Page. I keep being fantastic, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.